Three reasons why you need to journal.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Game Angels!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Bujunsal. I am the proud creator of Neuroshine Technology and your Neuroshine coach. Today I want to talk about journaling with you because it's a great activity. And some of you might think, I don't think so. And that's exactly why I want to bring to you three reasons why you're gonna love journaling if you don't already. Journaling is an activity some people do for personal reasons and other people do for professional reasons. It doesn't matter what the reason is, as long as it is your own reason. Because if you don't own it, if you don't love it, if you don't connect to this activity, it's just going to be another item on your to-do list, and it's gonna bother you, it's going to overwhelm you, and it's gonna make you unhappy. That's not the reason why you need to journal. You need to journal so that you can live a better life. And I am going to share three reasons why you might be already enjoying journaling. Number one, clarity. Yep. As you write things down, there is this incredible connection between the brain and the hand. And as you write things down, your brain keeps clarifying the reasons, keeps clarifying the obstacles, if you have them, around any topic. As you keep writing, you come up with other ideas, you become creative, and it also lowers down your brain wave, and you are in this alpha brain wave, and that brain wave is where you get really creative and you get really into your own internal world so that you can come up with brilliant ideas and goals and you can get more motivated. And clarity is needed most of the time because our brain is full of stuff. Your brain has about 100 billion neurons in it, and they are loud, they are talking. You have a lot of voices in your head, including your moms, dads, friends, and societies, right? You don't know who said what, and you don't know which one is yours. I have this actually acronym stands for Other People's Opinion, OPO, and that is a reason why you need to journal so that you can stay away from OPOs, other people's opinions, and you can find what's truly yours. Clarifying is a great reason why we even do Neuroshine coaching. I have so many clients that I am working with, people from all walks of life, and the main reason why they love having a coach is because they want clarity. They want to understand why they do what they do. And most of the time, at the end of our session, we end up agreeing that they need to do more journaling. Why? Because they also know that as they write things down, it gives them more clarity. They understand why they do what they do. And with that clarification, they can make better decisions. They can become more confident. And most importantly, they can grow into their better version. That is number one. Number two, courage. You might be thinking, how is it related? Me journaling and having courage. Well, think of it this way. Tony Robbins says, if you are about to make a big, important decision, do it in writing. When you do it in writing, you can cover pros and cons, what's good, what's bad, what can go wrong, what you can do when things go wrong. You can literally create a business plan out of whatever the topic that you're journaling about. It doesn't have to be a business. It can be a personal issue. But if you tackle any issue, any topic, as a serious business plan, if you go through all the steps, and if you are serious about writing them down and clarifying them for you, guess what's gonna happen? you're going to feel encouraged. You're going to feel more confident, and you're going to create these ideas, and you're going to start brainstorming with yourself. And next time you have this friend, this colleague, or this mentor around you, you can share this topic with them. And that also keeps encouraging you. And next thing you know, you realize journaling, just that activity, it brings you courage. It brings you more faith in life so that you can tackle stuff because you chunked it down and you analyzed it. You know from what perspective, what can happen, from which perspective you can handle it, and what results you can have. That is true encouragement. 3, peace and happiness. If you ask my opinion, journaling is your ritual. Your time to spend with yourself. And look at this, you can make it so special. And these are how I do my journaling. It's just so special and so sparkling, as you see. And I have very special items that I use to do my journaling, to write down. And I do it at night together with the incense, those sticks with the smell and candles and some music, and you just like relax and you kind of in a meditative zone and you keep writing. Oh my God, I just cannot wait for the end of the day to do my journaling. I love it. So that is how I want you to look at journaling, because it is going to give you the peace and happiness, and it is going to become an activity that you cannot wait to start. For me, it was different because I have been journaling since my childhood. I love it. I cannot not do it. For you, it's going to be up to you. Whatever the reason you choose, I want you to own it. I want you to hold it so that you can take advantage of all the goodies, all the good stuff that comes with journaling. So I hope this was helpful. And if you like this video, please share it with your friends and colleagues, whoever you can, so that they can also start journaling and becoming true to themselves and their true beings, their true potential. And together, we can create a better world. Until next time, keep shining.